Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
Man, it's been an amazing day so far.
Man, we've had some great people coming here, man.
It's only getting better. So listen, man, it's early afternoon. We have in the studio right now is some amazing young ladies. And I want you guys to introduce yourself.
We have the chosen generation, Lisa Marie, Hanaya, and our two dancers over there.
Hey, what's their names?
Their names is Natalia and Praise.
Welcome, 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 ladies.
How y'all doing?
So honored to have you ladies in the studio, but also we get to watch you guys in a few minutes perform,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many performances you guys have today?
It's just us performing. The big kids, they're going to perform somewhere else.
Okay, so you have two?
Yes.
Today. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we want to ask you a few questions. And my first question always is, what does community looks like to you? What does that mean to you?
Community is like preaching and ministering through dance and mime for us mm-hmm. to others to help them have a better connection with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Say that.
What about you
tonight? Community means like everybody, like you're socializing, like you're preaching to other people, spreading the gospel, and spreading the word.
So how old are you?
12.
How old are you?
11.
Man. Amazing.
Yeah.
Listeners, awesome. We have some young, intelligent scholars in the room right now.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
How did you guys get into what you do? Like, how did y'all get introduced to this dance?
So my mom is actually the coach.
Okay.
She taught my big sister and her niece, and they've been like praise dancing. They made a team for our church since long time ago. Like since my 16-year-old sister was like 5.
So you've been doing this all your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't even born when this was already happening.
Yeah.
Okay. You were born into it. Okay. Right.
All right. Awesome. Okay. My question is this: what gives you guys hope in the community?
Just dancing. It just feels good, and it's like really fun just to have practice because. Even after practice, we have fun during practice. We like feel the spirit as we practice, and it feels good to spread the word.
The fact that you ladies are continue to talk about being spirit-led and talk about your religion, this just gives us hope.
That gives me hope
for the community. So
I love it. So what are some of the things that you all do to take care of yourselves? How do you keep a positive attitude when you're out doing stuff in the community, you're uplifting the community with what you do, but how do you take care of yourself?
I try to I keep positive attitude. I encourage others, and like the things that I do, it helps me lift myself up.
Oh, I love it.
What about you, anything you do?
I have a journal or something, and I would write in it, or I would just talk to friends about any problems I have, or I would just talk to God about it.
Okay. So you're documenting your steps, building a legacy already at 11. Okay.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I'm thoroughly impressed with these young ladies.
Yes.
I'm at a loss for words. I have two daughters myself, so I'm looking at y'all like I got to make sure I mold them into what you ladies are, and I can't wait to talk to your mother about maybe introducing my daughters to what you guys do. My last question is going to be, when y'all built for this, what advice would y'all give to other youth your age in these days and times?
I would tell them to just quit doing all that extra stuff, like vaping and all that, and mm-hmm. relationships and stuff. at this age. I don't understand that. And I would just tell them like to have a better connection with God because it is the last days.
Wow.
Preach. What about you?
I think that like I would tell them like keep their head up at all times. If somebody says something rude to you, let it go in one ear and come right out the other.
Oh, wow.
Don't pay attention to what the others think. It's what you think because you know you're not that.
And let it roll right off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You heard it, y'all, from the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Build a relationship. Make sure these relationships are with God, according to our young people in here. And sometimes you just got to turn the other cheek with a situation.
Man, the future is bright. Thank you, ladies, for your time. I can't wait to see you ladies out here on the stage and what you do. So
yes,
go out there and good luck. Do what y'all do, okay?
And thank you for giving us hope today.
You're welcome.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Great job.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.